Underground Podcast Network.
So, you know, as I have said on the show before and in the past, when I buy boxers, it's usually because I let my boxers go to the point where there's just complete holes everywhere, to the point that if I were to take a dump, I probably don't need to pull down my boxer shorts. I could just take a dump because of the holes, the size of the holes in there. But I decided to go to Old Navy, get myself some new boxers. I like the boxer brief. Not sure what you're into, Don. I see you as more of a big boxer kind of guy. No briefs, just boxers.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me? I didn't
ask. I don't
ask
know.
You.
I because I actually am a boxer brief guy, but I actually am right now currently wearing big boxers.
Oh, look at that. I just freeball it.
Oh.
I don't bother with underwear at all.
Wait. I know that this isn't the end of your opening story here, but why do you go to Old Navy to shop for underwear?
I was looking for other clothes, and I was like, maybe I'll just pick up some underwear.
I needed some performance fleece.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Another week, another episode of Radio for Winners. Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don. So I'm at the Old Navy, not buying the fleece as I usually, the performance apparel. But I got these boxer briefs, and I got to be honest with you, I put them on the other day, a little bit snug.
I find everything at Old Navy is ill-fitting.
Do you like?
There goes our sponsorship from Old Navy, Jeremy. Jesus.
I'm like, are these women's boxers? Because they're very
tiny. Do they make women's boxers? What would the point of that be?
Would they make fleece boxers? Because I would really like to have that.
Those
nice
would be a little hotter than you want.
Well, but I mean, at this time of year, but I mean, it would be really nice to like.
I like to wear them in August so it's soup down there.
Why do you buy underwear at Old Navy?
Well, it's because I was already looking for other clothes. As I mentioned before, looking for other clothes. And I was like, just buy some.
I only buy mine at Caldor, so I haven't bought underwear in quite a long time.
I usually go to Target, but then I realize all my boxers have holes in them, so I'm thinking maybe Target's quality, not that great.
So now, are you blaming Old Navy for their quality of boxers, or is it
or are you blaming God for your body?
I love bitter and angry Jeremy. I love that guy.
I'm sorry. We'll just skip ahead to this topic real quick because I am bitter and angry still. I don't quite know what my I know what my problem is. We're not going to discuss it on the air
we had a whole flow to the show. We had a whole flow. It was right here. You just jumped
blew it
all
out of the
way
water.
To you being angry about things.
I'm just bitter and sad and but it's nothing major. It's not like, I mean, it's major, I guess, but whatever. It's not as bad as whatever you're thinking it is right now. Point is, I'm just depressed. I don't want to talk about it. But to make myself feel better, I'm buying random garbage that I don't need. Most of it's not expensive because I also don't need a divorce. So I'm not like buying a car or something I don't need. For example, yesterday, for no reason at all, I went to Target to buy a $4 DVD of The Goonies. I haven't watched it. It's going to sit sealed on my shelf for months. But I had to go out, and for whatever reason, that was what made me feel better that
night.
Not
on Blu-ray.
No, I don't have a Blu-ray player, Don, because I'm not allowed a PS4. That's a whole other topic, and also not why I'm depressed and bitter. But I should buy other things. Does anyone else do this on the show? I know many people buy when they're sad.
First off, earlier I was playing Roxette, Listen to Your Heart. You said if I were to listen to my heart, I'd go hang myself. So
that's probably true. I mean, I definitely said it. That is true. But I was kind of joking, but only about 40% joking.
I do tend to... I mean, not all the time, but like the other day I was really kind of sad too. I was like, I just need to go buy something. But I mean, I don't go out and just like, I'll go.
Well, the things I want to buy, like I want a PS4. I didn't go out and buy that because that's a lot of money. I would hear about that. I'm going to go out after this recording and I'm going to buy a bunch of guitar garbage that I don't need, but I still want to go buy it. It made me feel better. But the $4 Goonies DVD I figured was safe because it's $4. Who cares?
Now, did you buy it like a grocery store?
No, I went to Target. I was going to buy boxer brief underwear, but instead I bought a Goonies DVD.
I was
hoping
you would say you bought it at Old Navy.
I bought it at Old Navy to buy Goonies DVDs.
I don't buy stuff, but I will buy food.
Well, yeah, I buy food, but I don't count that as stuff. That's just a thing.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I'm sad every day. It's a lot of barbecue is what I'm saying.
I had barbecue for lunch today. That's a good point. That's a very good point. I should buy things I need, though, like this damn phone that's still got a cracked screen. I have to replace this garbage phone, but I'll do it eventually.
You should do that.
I should do it.
Now, like, I go buy like a shirt. You know what I mean? Like, I'll buy like an item of clothing.
But I should do that because I look like a homeless person. If I wear clothes when I was depressed, I'd look fancy.
But see, part of the reason I do it is because I don't know how to buy clothes for myself anyway. So, like, I just get frustrated and go, F it. I'm just going to go buy this shirt. And
Do you try the clothes on at the store or no? I don't like to do it. I find that I have to now.
Because
if not, I get ridiculed at home. But I don't like to buy. I don't like to try on clothes. I want to get in and get out as quickly as possible.
Tony, I don't think Don has to try on an Orioles T-shirt. He has 400 of them. They're all kind of the same. They're universal. You don't have to try them on.
I tend to buy a work shirt, like a dress shirt of some sort. I'll try one on and go, oh, that fits, and I'll just buy all of the same type, but just in different colors.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of how I do it. It's only buy polo shirts.
Yeah. I mean, I don't go try all of them on. Just to see if they're cut different. I just go, well, that must be my size, and they'll all fit.
Right. Well, if they're all the same designer and everything, you're good. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, designer.
Designer.
Old Navy.
Old Navy. That's my designer.
Old Navy. I'm sorry that you're not feeling it.
I think it'll end up being a better show, but apparently the shows where I'm super depressed and hate are some of our better shows. So this could be one of the best shows we've ever done.
Listen, I mean, I'm going to, I'll just provide you with a bit of wisdom. Just make sure whatever you do buy, there's a 30-day return exchange policy on that.
Well, hey, if it's a $4 DVD, that's not going anywhere. That's coming right, staying in the house.
Hey, I have a quick, does coconut water make you poop?
I mean, I don't like coconut, so I have not drank coconut water, but many beverages make people poop. Coffee makes me poop in the morning. Mm-hmm. Natty Bo makes me poop for about 2 days afterwards.
Does coffee make you poop?
It will. It usually gets things going, yeah.
Yeah, I have like 5 or 6 sips.
Do you ask me because you now have to poop in the middle of the show after drinking this water? So we're going to take a break, guys. Here's Jeremy humming for 10 minutes.
I feel like coconut is like a natural laxative. Is that right?
I have no idea. I don't like coconut. But no, I probably should because I do enjoy pooping.
I feel like in all those movies where those people are stranded on islands and they drink a lot of coconut water, they poop a lot.
All those movies?
Okay, maybe just that Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah, I remember that Tom Hanks scene where he's just shitting.
Just violently shitting.
There was 3 straight days where he's got Wilson. He's wiping with Wilson. And he's just shitting constantly.
That's how the hand works.
That was in You've Got Mail.
That's how the hand works. Well, I like,
talk about sleepless in Seattle.
Just shitting on a volleyball for 3 straight hours.
Sleepless in Seattle. What was the woman in that movie?
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan, right? Isn't it always Meg Ryan?
It's always Meg Ryan. Yeah, you got
She was Wilson as well.
Yeah, she was. But I feel like people that drink is coconut water. Like, I don't know anything about it. I just have this like Starbucks drink and it's got with coconut water. So I didn't know. I mean, do you drink coconut water for like health?
It has
to be
because
for hydration. It's supposed to hydrate you better than water. However, I think that's all just marketing.
Now, it did spark a conversation kind of coming out here. About whether coconut water makes you poop. And then we started talking about, there was a time, it was many, many years ago, like I was living out just outside of Baltimore, and I was telling Jeremy, I got an opportunity to go work in D.C. It was one of the first times I got a chance to go work in D.C., and I stopped at McDonald's on the way in, and I got one of those bagel sausage and like egg and cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, the McDonald's bagels will you might as well just throw that directly in the toilet because you're not making out of McDonald's.
I got up early. I'm going to give myself plenty of time to get to DC and I'm going to have breakfast. And I must have gotten to the Beltway in 95 and I'm like, oh my God, worst mistake ever. So I started asking Jeremy, like, what was the worst, the worst pooping experience maybe that you had? Mine was that was one because I had to fly into DC, like driving on the shoulder of the road. But I was driving to an HF festival. Did you ever go to an HF festival?
I went to one HF festival.
I don't know, like, now, like, I get up early enough and have my cup of coffee to get everything kind of going, so I know myself. But we were going to the HF festival. I had to stop at a liquor store like in Southeast DC and like go use the restroom. I had to go so bad.
And I'm sure they were like, sure, sir, you can use our bathroom. I had to buy $25 worth of mini bottles.
I had that, and then I had to, at the 50th running of the Daytona 500, I had to use a porta potty. very bad.
I mean, there was one time that I had to go to the bathroom so bad, but this was back in high school, so it wasn't as embarrassing as if it was as an adult. But I had to shit in a field, just run home, and I couldn't make it all the way home when I had to poop, and so I was in the middle of this field where they were building houses, and I just shat and continued to run with my pants around my ankles. Curtis, who was here in the show several weeks ago, has a great pooping story I'm going to just share because I was with him when it happened. We played a concert with Bukkake Party Tonight at this place in Delaware called The Brutal Pad. And it turns out it's just this guy's house, and they had a separate garage where they put bands in the garage. So we're there, and we're supposed to play first or second, and then it pushes us back to last out of like six bands. So we're already pissed off about that, but we're not going to leave because we drove all the way there. It's 40 degrees outside, and it's in this dude's garage, so no one's hanging out in between bands. Everyone in this house is just hanging inside doing drugs, not paying attention.
Nice.
And seeing, just smoking pot, I'm sure, right? Okay. But they were just inside the house partying and not coming out to see the bands. So Kurt's like, hey, man, can I come in and use your bathroom? And the guy's like, no. And he's like, I don't live anywhere near here. I need to use the bathroom. And he's like, there's like a Dunkin' Donuts down the road or whatever. So Curtis goes behind their house and just leans up against a tree and just shits all over this tree. It was pretty great. He was not happy about it.
Wait, but did the band play?
Oh, we played last to nobody. We played, and a bunch of people came out. They're like, you guys are awesome. And I was like, hey, thanks, man. And then no one bought a goddamn thing. We made $0.
Wow.
It was a good time. Someone tried to give me a crumpled up $1 bill because that's all they had. And I should have given them the disc, but I didn't know any better at the time. I still thought we were on the road to success. Turns out we were not.
I feel like Tony maybe has he's running in a race or something like that. And he just has to go and he just lets it go.
No, you know, not in the race. I have post-race. I think I told this story episodes back where I was using a porta potty after a race, and it was I was taking those gels you use for like energy, and it's a lot of sugar, so it makes it turns stuff pretty bad. Anyhow, so I'm in the porta potty and I'm going, and then I thought the door was locked, and it was not locked.
Oh, that's right.
Opened up the door. And at that point, I didn't even care because I was just being relieved. But you can tell she had a panic look on her face.
She was not excited about this encounter.
Because this was not thin Tony either. This was too fat to run, too fat to hike Tony.
Well, and you had just run an obstacle race, so I'm sure you probably were a little bit disgusting.
Oh, covered in mud.
Not even mud. Who knew?
We're recording this on a Saturday because I guess you're on vacation.
In theory, one of the reasons I'm depressed. May not be, but that's okay. Let's continue with the podcast.
Man, it's so good. So good that you're so bitter. I love it. So I was at, we had a, I will forewarn anyone that has children that don't.
Please
get,
let them leave the room when listening to Radio for Winners.
Don't.
This next discussion is about fisting. All right, children.
Don't encourage your kids to be a member of any swim team because the commitment that goes along with that is just, it's nuts.
First off, you got to teach them how to swim. Who has time for that?
So we had a swim meet at our community pool today, and I was voluntold by my wife that I would be grilling today. So it's probably 95 degrees outside, and I've been grilling all morning. Now,
has to just be hot dogs and burgers, right? Nothing crazy.
Yeah, it's just hot dogs and burgers. No, I mean, I guess somebody grilled some chicken, and
that's not crazy, like
chicken wraps. But we didn't do that on the grill. We just did hot dogs and burgers on the grill. So we're sitting there, and there's a guy there. I've never met him before, and he's the other guy that's grilling. And one of the parents,
things got heated. I got a little bit short.
I lost an eye.
So a parent came over. There was a parent that came over and was like, "Hey, how's it going? Everything all right over there? You guys smell gas?" Like, I'm like, "Yeah."
And then he farts and laughs and runs away.
So the other guy goes, "Yeah, I think it's coming from the tank down there." He goes, "But we, you know, what are we going to do? We just got to keep grilling." So we're like, "Well, okay.
I'm going to wheel this grill a little farther away."
So another parent from on the other side of the pool comes over and is like, "Hey guys, everything good over here?" Like, "Yeah, everything's great." Like, "Oh yeah, you guys smell that gas?" So now you can see people looking around. Now everyone's getting concerned.
Well, yeah, if you can smell it across a pool.
So the guy I work with, really nice guy, he takes a bottle of Windex and sprays it on the tank. And he's like, "Yeah, I think it's coming from the tank." So I'm like, "Wow, okay, so what?" Like, he's like, "Yeah, we got to keep grilling." So,
this is terrifying. I'm waiting for the end of the story where the pool is somehow in flames.
Well,
turns out we won
long
that swimming.
Story short, Don's not allowed to grill any longer.
It's a 16 burner grill, right? So it's at the tank that was on the left hand side is the one that was apparently leaking some propane. So we shut that off, but it shuts down half of the grill.
Right.
So there's another tank in another side of the grill. So we're trying to, I mean, there's probably 300 plus people there, and we're trying to cook these hamburgers. So we shift everything to the one side of the grill, and there happens to be a smaller grill, just like a regular family backyard grill behind me. And it's another propane grill. So I get that going, and I'm like, well,
did you use the leaky tank again?
No. We had everything was good. So I flipped that one open, and I can't, for some reason, it won't get hot. So I'm watching the temperature. The burgers are taking forever to cook. And finally, I start flipping, and I turn the burners up a little bit more. And finally, everything starts cooking really nice. So I'm looking at the temperature. It's fluctuating between 300 and 400 degrees. Hold on. I'll tell you. Just give it a second.
This story started out at a 10, and now it's about a 2.
Oh, God. You guys are assholes. So listen.
I have to admit that I was very depressed before the story started, but now my day has been made.
The grill caught fire. I turn around, and the grill that we had switched to is now on. It's on fire. The whole grill is engulfed in
Please
flames.
Tell me you picked it up like the Hulk and threw it in the pool, hitting one of the other competitors. And now your children are all allowed back in the pool.
No, I mean, I turned all the burners off, and it just started billowing. Like, you know, you get that concerned look in your eye, like, hey, that doesn't seem like it's putting itself out. And the smoke's getting darker, and it's getting higher. And it's now the whole entire pool is covered in thick black smoke. Oh, there's kids there's a gun. The starting pistol's going off to get the kids to jump. I every time I hear that, I jump because I think it's the fuel tank next to it exploding. So I need to say I had to put out a grill fire today at the swim meet.
Now, the good news is you probably will not be asked to grill again.
I will not be asked to grill again. I'm drinking my coconut water to rehydrate myself after spending a long morning out at the pool.
You know, I don't like signing my kids up for anything because I have to be social. I don't like responding to kids' birthday parties because it means I might have to go and I might have to pretend I don't want to just walk out and leave my kids there.
I forgot my new rule of the show is that I'm no longer telling stories.
I think that rule should be, that was the most.
That story picked up at the end. It just took a little bit of a lull.
You have to paint the whole picture. The audience wants
So I couldn't decide what shoes to wear. So I put on my Chuck Taylors. Now, I laced up my Chuck Taylors, and it turns out I wore one tall Chuck Taylor and one short top Chuck Taylor. What am I thinking? So I had to go get my other pair of shoes.
I don't have a tall pair of shoes.
Oh, boy. Hey, how do you top that? How do you top that story, Don?
I don't know how to top it, but I think Tony knows how to top it.
Oh, will he?
I know he has no idea what the next topic of conversation is.
I think, is it the game? Or
no,
still,
no. You have something coming up next week.
Okay. Well, now this is going to be a letdown now after that last story, Tony.
Plus, it's not really a story. I have jury duty coming up this Tuesday, and it's or I guess it'll be passed at this point, but it's my first time ever having jury duty. I managed to get out of it.
How did you get? Wait a minute. You've managed to get out of it because you're a convicted felon and felons can't serve on jury duty?
To be honest, there's a reason I no longer have to go to jury duty.
I'm pretty sure I've gotten the notices before. And I've just somehow never got.
Wait a minute. You can't get a notice and not respond without
them.
Yeah,
you can. They won't bother.
They won't.
So many people do that. They don't.
They won't put a warrant out for you or anything?
No.
Like a bench warrant or something?
No, they won't do any of that. As long as enough people go that they can get a jury together, they won't care about the people who didn't show up. They'll frown about it because you're supposed to. It's your civic duty.
I think this is a smaller town, so I think maybe they will act on it. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to go on Tuesday.
Think of all the people that are now going to take our advice, not respond to their jury duty notices. And
well, we only have 7 listeners, Don. I think we're okay.
Don't take our advice. I mean, you're getting ready to move, and you get sucked into jury duty.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever had jury duty done?
I have never had jury duty.
You've never even been summoned, and they didn't need
never
you?
Never been summoned, never.
I actually went one time and sat there all day to not get called. And then the last time I did, I was in the middle, in between being charged and actually going to court for a charge. So I just wrote that on the piece of paper. It came with, waiting for this charge, and sent it back in, and they did not call me. Just let them know I might be biased.
I did want to go to the meeting where you can give excuses for why you can't do it, but I had to miss that date.
Oh, yeah. They do that on a separate date. Here, what they do when you go is you go and they pick you for if you're going to go to a jury room or not. And then there's still a whole bunch of you. They only need 10 or 12 or whatever. I think it's 12. Look how smart I am. I passed. People want to be citizens of this country. They have to learn all this stuff. Not me. Don't give two shits. I was born here. Don't have to know a thing. Anyway, I think it's 12 people they need. But they'll have like 40 in there. So they ask questions. You have to raise your hand like, oh, has anyone here ever had, a criminal charge placed against me, raise your hand if you'd have or not. And then they decide who they want to keep. So at that point at the end is when they say, hey, is there any reason everyone left in the room cannot serve? And that's what I did when I went. I went up front and I said, I don't get paid for my job for jury duty. They don't pay me anything. So I'm only going to get the $15 a day you guys give me. And that won't cover my rent. You said this is going to be about 2 weeks. I can't afford that. So they said, okay. See, so for hardship, they told me I didn't have to be there.
So I need a good excuse. I don't think I get, I guess I do get, I don't know if I get paid
you
or
get,
not.
You
but,
get paid.
Most
but
jobs
how do I? I need a good excuse where I don't come across two races.
Well, then don't ask me for help.
Can you say that you're a new dad? Can you
I guess
that?
I could use that, but is that gonna be valid enough?
I don't know. Like my dad,
say
always,
you're a registered sex offender.
Like my dad never had to serve on juries because he was a police officer, but right. He would always use that. And now they don't even don't care about that anymore
because they need people to be there.
Well, it was always like you could always say my father's a police officer too because they don't like any families that are biased that way. But now they don't care. They take police officers for juries.
Well, it depends because the defense may want that depending what the charges.
Yeah,
or whatever. So
yeah,
it depends on the case, the situation.
Yeah.
Very exciting, Tony. I hope you do get to serve because it's a whole lot of fun.
Registered
well,
sex
I'll offender. I'll have a story. I'll have a story.
Yeah,
I
won't be
show.
Able to talk about it, though, until the trial is over. So it
oh,
might be months.
Man.
I'll make sure that when you
maybe
have
it's the
that,
Robert Durst trial. Wouldn't that be exciting?
I'll make sure that when you have that story to tell, I give you the benefit of the doubt by letting you tell the actual entire story.
Well, Tony would pick out those details that don't matter and not talk about them, where you seem to dwell on those.
I have to paint
which
the
I
picture.
Do. I do enjoy.
This is people can't see us. They are closing their eyes and in their mind thinking about what's going on around us.
Well, Tony, you actually gave us a great game for today because we needed
yes.
topics because it was a little bit early in the week. We may not have enough topics to talk about since last time we recorded. And so we came up with a game that may or may not be enjoyable, but it does not matter. It allows us to play a bunch of songs. this game is Whose iPod Is This Song On? This is a good game. Don, Tony and I put a list together of songs that are on our iPods. None of these are tricks. These are honestly songs on our iPods. We didn't just download these songs for the purpose of this show. These are things we had in our iPods, picked slightly at random, in my case, and listed. And you have to decide, is this on Tony's iPod or Jeremy's iPod?
Tony's iPod or Jeremy's
iPod. Or Jeremy's iPod. Or whatever your music device is if you don't choose to use Apple and their shoddy
now,
products.
How do we want to score this? How many, Jeremy, how many do you think Don will get right?
How many are there total? 11?
I think there's 11.
I'm going to say Don's going to get 7. I think some of these are fairly obvious.
There's 12.
Oh, you scrapped that one because we couldn't find it.
Oh, okay.
So there are 11.
I'm going to say Don gets
11.
4.
Four. All right. Tony's going with 4. Jeremy's going with 7. Don, you're going to go with 11 because you clearly think you're going to get all these right.
I think I'll get, what did you say? How many?
7.
And what did you say, Tony?
4.
Oh, I'll get 8.
Okay.
Wow.
Look at that. He's going one higher.
Is this the Price is Right?
The Price is Right. Words.
All right.
Anyway, let's do this. So this, Tony, Don's just going to play the song and you should try to read the name of the song based on what I told you it was. Since my handwriting is so amazing.
Regina Spektor, Fidelity. I never
loved. Is this on Tony's iPod or Jeremy's iPod?
Tony's iPod or Jeremy's iPod? I think I know the answer. I just need to hear another little bit of it. And by protecting
my heart. Did Jeremy sing this when he was drunk at my house? If so, this is on his iPod.
Or was this on Tony's CD, Too Drunk, or no, Good Songs to Drink, Drink, and Drive To.
To be fair, that CD was made years ago, so I'm pretty sure this song not on there.
I think I know the song. I just have to get to the chorus part.
Well, hopefully you play the entire song so the show is 2.5 hours long.
It's a 6-hour show.
Oh, okay. I now definitely know whose song is it. This is on Tony's iPod.
No, it is on Jeremy's iPod.
My God.
I love this song. This song is beautiful. But that's 1 point for no one. No one
now,
got that right.
Now, why did you think that that part was associated with me and not Jeremy?
Because I feel like you listened to, like, just, I don't know, really just weird music. I mean, Jeremy listens to weird music, but I think I can try to pick. I would never have picked this for Jeremy.
This song is beautiful. All right, Don, let's load the next one up. And let's not play the entire song. We're going to play 30 seconds before we get sued. That's not a song we picked at all. It's on my iPod, though. I love this song.
I'm sorry.
Don's just going to start making songs. This game could be the best disaster we've ever had.
I feel like they're very similar songs.
They were. They were very similar songs, but I did like the Billy Joel.
Now, this is Against Me, Don't Lose Touch. I feel like normally I would say that this is probably Jeremy, but it could be Tony, because those are the only two
choices. It could be Jeremy, or it could be Tony, because, yeah, that's it. It's A or B.
I'm going to go with it being Jeremy.
It is Tony. That is on Tony's iPod. Tony loves this song.
Great
I don't know
song.
If he likes anything else about that band, but he likes that song a lot.
The lead singer used to be a man, now identifies as a woman.
Good for him.
Still sings the same.
Yeah. All right, next.
Next song on the list is...
I'm not doing so well so far. Tony, this is Bryan Adams' Heaven.
Sorry, that's mine. I also love Bryan Adams, Don.
Damn it.
I'm going to tell you what I told everyone about Bryan Adams.
Oh, my God.
Underneath every Bryan Adams song, if you remove all the Bryan Adams, is the most amazing song you've ever heard. Like this song, chord progression, incredible. And the lyrics, very touching. This is a great song, Don. This is on my iPod right now. We could listen to it through my phone right here.
It's a good sad song to end with.
It's a good song. No, this is an uplifting song. It's about how much being with someone is like being in heaven. Okay, let's go ahead and pick the next song, Don.
Could you imagine Jeremy at prom?
No, my prom, I did not dance to this song.
Crossing
song
his arms,
old.
Like putting his hands in his pockets, like kicking a can across the room, frustrated.
Well, why would you go to prom by yourself?
I figured that that's... Why would you listen to Bryan Adams?
Because I like music written by people with soul. Go ahead into the next song, Don.
Now, it's tough for me to read what this is, but it's... the Greg Kinn band from Bear Joe Song. That's
Bear
what it looks
Joe
like.
Bear Joe Song.
I believe that it is not. God, I feel like I'm now off now because I would normally say this. I would probably throw this in Jeremy's bucket, but I feel like I need to throw this into Tony's bucket. I'm going to say Tony.
You're wrong again. It is Jeremy.
God damn.
This song is amazing. And in fact, Don, you should have known this because during the year when I picked all the end songs, this was used two times. I love this song. And it's the breakup song. But my handwriting is as bad as a child's.
What year is it?
70s or 80s?
Early 80s. Early 80s.
19... I don't know.
All right, song.
Either way, it's an amazing song that I would love to cover.
75 to 94.
Well, that's the.
All right, so this is Emergency for my. How do you say that? Iona Pop.
I think it's Icona.
Icona Pop. This is Tony.
Sounds like this is first one. Right.
That is totally Tony. Everything in Tony's car sounds exactly like this.
Tony, what the hell is wrong with you?
Wait till he gets to this next part. He loves this part. He's dancing. It's pretty amazing.
I didn't know he could move that way.
Nah, he's on the desk. It's incredible. Yeah, that's Tony's. That is Tony's.
You see him driving down the road with a burrito unfoiled in his hand, listening to this with the windows down.
I will be honest, though. I don't own this sort of song because this is the kind of song you'd find on the radio, so I'll just flip through stations so I find something that sounds similar to this. And then play it loudly as I drive down the road.
Hey,
but I do not own this.
Hey, guys, listen to this.
Fake saxophone.
All right,
so that was enough. That's a first point for Don. 1 point out of 5 songs. Well done. Right. Next song.
This is on my iPod.
It is on your... Well, actually, I don't think it's on your iPod. I think you still have it on 45.
I do.
This actually is on your iPod because we wouldn't have this kind of music on our iPod.
Wait a minute.
Good point. Point for Don.
This is so I get it.
Yeah, it's on your iPod.
It's on my iPod.
Well done.
I get that. I get a point.
Yep, Don gets a point for that because you guessed it correctly.
I knew that you did. You guys are assholes. All right, next one. By the way, this is Black Sabbath Iron Man. I thought for a minute when I looked at the sheet, I thought it said Black Sabbath Elvira, yeah. Which, I mean, if that's not a thing, I definitely want to hear that.
That would be a good version of Elvira. So who, Tony or Jeremy, has Black Sabbath's Iron Man on their iPod? A classic of heavy metal.
I'm going to go with Tony.
You're right. This is Tony's. Wow. Well done. Good choice. Good choice. Don's at three.
I think Don's on a roll now.
He is now. He's got the how this game works.
You threw me off at the beginning.
I did.
All right.
I did.
Next one. Now the next one. Is it Denim Demon from Turbo Negro?
That's correct.
Okay. I mean, this is Jeremy.
Yes.
I mean,
you could tell it was because the name Negro is in it. So you thought it must have been mine. Actually, it's one of my favorite bands ever. This band is incredible.
It's got a good kick.
Yeah, this song is also one of their best songs, Denim Demon.
Horrible name for a band, though.
They're from Norway. So right. Do not care.
All right, so how
so that's four now. You've already reached Tony's threshold all for right. points. But it means you got to get all the others correct, I think, to hit my goal. And you will not hit your goal of eight. But continue. What is the next song?
Wolves of Chernobyl, Municipal Waste.
All right. Is this Jeremy or is it Tony?
This is Jeremy.
This is also Jeremy. Well yeah. done.
Oh, man.
Well done. This is the kind of music I like.
Yeah.
This is the kind of music that I like to pretend I make, but it does not sound like this at all.
The car, when I drove with you in your car, this is like all I heard.
Yeah, this is all I listen to. The whole way down to Darlington. Get ready for this.
It's like a bad 90s movie.
Oh, this is more current than that. But anyway,
all right,
next
we got
song.
Two more.
There's no one left listening at this point, but if you are, thank you.
What band is this? It's Fugazi.
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 Waiting
Room.
Classic punk band from D.C.
Local.
Met, who's the Fugazi's lead singer?
Ian McKay.
I met his brother. He was also in a punk scene.
Yes.
In the 80s.
Yes, he was.
Met him at a holiday party in D.C. at a... for like the lady whose family owned fish sticks.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this many episodes ago.
I don't remember that.
But do you remember this song? Fugazi Waiting Room. Whose is it? Jeremy's or Tony's?
I mean, Tony just talked about it like it was his brother's band.
No, he met his brother, the guy who sings in this band's brother. That was the story. You were only half paying attention.
No, I'm saying that he's talking about it like he really likes this band.
It's true.
But I wouldn't pick this music normally for Tony, but I'm going to stick with Tony.
Very good. That is Tony. I don't have this on my iPod.
I thought we would trick him. I thought we were going to trick Don with that one.
Should talk about Bobby Colorado.
Nope. I shall not.
How I ran into him at a urinal.
No one even knows who that is, Don.
Dingleberry Dunn. All right, so this is the
last
one?
Song. You're at six right now. You could hit my guess if you get this one right. You could get this wrong and then no one's guess with a six total. What is this?
God, you really threw me off with the Bryan Adams crap.
And it's not crap, Don. We'll fight about that later. Continue.
So this is U2, The Miracle of Joey Ramone?
Yes. Is this on Tony's or Jeremy's iPod? Now, I will share with you, Don, I absolutely hate U2.
But I feel like you like the Ramones.
I do like the Ramones.
Song. It sounds like a good song for the treadmill, though.
This is not, therefore, it must not be mine.
Tony, is this on your iPod?
It is not on Tony's iPod. It is on Jeremy's iPod because this fucking Apple phone, they forced this CD on everyone's phone that goes through iTunes. I've never listened to this till tonight, but it's on my iPod if I want it or not. Thanks a lot, Apple.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, so what did I get?
You got six right.
Six.
So I was the closest, but really none of us won because we had to listen to all these songs for way longer than I expected when we started that game. So
it was a time filler.
It was a good time filler, and that's fine because that takes us to the end of the show, which is here every week, where we go through and pick our favorite local and non-local events to talk about in a segment we call Radio for Winners,
Are we doing news?
And you know what? Let's not. Fuck it. End the show, Don.
We're not doing news.
I don't even feel like it.
We're not, we're not doing news.
Just pick a song to end out the show with, Don. Let's call it a day. I'm too sad to do the goddamn news anyway. A lot of bad news on the world. Want to talk about that?
I mean, there's updates in Pokemon. There's another body found.
Yeah. There's an attempted military coup in Turkey this last weekend. That's exciting.
There's a big terrorist attack in France.
Yeah, a truck driver went to a whole bunch of people celebrating French Independence Day.
You're not sad about any of that.
No, I'm sad because I don't have a PS4, Don.
Well, you know what cheers everybody up?
Neil Diamond.
Little Neil Diamond.
There are weeks where I wonder why we still do this podcast. This is one of those weeks, guys.
Why?
One of those weeks. I think I'll listen to this. I'll think it's really funny.
I have the show flow right here.
I know.
And nowhere on it does it say news.
It never does. Every week I'm the one who keeps the news.
That's not true.
It's totally true.
Tony, am I wrong or is he right? Or is he wrong?
Like the listener, I tuned out about about 25 minutes ago.
I don't know if you've been watching, but the spider has been making a really nice web right here while we've been doing the show. You see that?
Well, now I can never take this board again. There's a spider on it.
We said we're not doing news. Why are you angry?
I can't talk about it on the air, Don. Just know that I'm angry. And then we should end the show right now.
Do you like Neil Diamond?
I do like Neil Diamond. If I was going to make a CD that said it was called Songs to Drive Drunk To, it would have a lot of Neil Diamond on it.
What else would be on that?
That song that goes, I'm blue, ba da be da ba boo, ba 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 be, ba da boo, ba da be, ba ba boo. That'll be on there. Probably some Pogues.
By the way, the reason that we do this
and
show...
And Brian Adams Heaven.
No. I don't need a crying drunk in the car.
Well, then don't go to Darlington with me, Don.
We do this show for your humor.
We never put this on the air. We haven't even posted this in months. We just let me do this so I don't hang myself.
No one views this show or listens to it.
Well, no one views it. It's a podcast.
We should stream live from Facebook.
That would be entertaining.
Oh, wow.
Just two dudes shirtless in the Beat Lab recording with another guy on the air.
It's that guy over there with his shirt off in the corner.
Just jerking it.
Well, listen.
Buck up.
No one likes to tell a depressed person to cheer up, but...
Cheer up.
Cheer up.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I know you care. Maybe I'll see you next week if I make it that
Enjoy your vacation.
Yeah.
Just know that we're here for you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Any parting words, Tony?
I got nothing.
Neither does Neil. Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow... Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com, search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.